This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian missile attacks on residential buildings near the Ukrainian port city of Odessa have killed at least 19 people, including two children, a day after Russian forces withdrew from a strategic Black Sea island. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video and still images released by the Emergency Service of Ukraine show widespread destruction and emergency workers in action. Ukrainian news reports say the target of the missile attack was a multi-story apartment block and a recreational area. Later, rescuers inside one of the ruined apartments clear rubble. The assault comes after Russian forces pulled out from Snake Island on Thursday, potentially easing the threat to Odessa, it was initially thought. But Vladimir Putin's forces have kept up their push to encircle the last stronghold of resistance in the eastern province of Luhansk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of activists massed near the presidential palace in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, after at least nine people were killed during Thursday's rallies against a military takeover led by Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan last October. The death toll from protest-related violence has reached 113 since the coup, with the latest fatality reported Friday after a demonstrator died from wounds sustained at a June 24th rally, according to pro-democracy medics. The activists demand the restoration of the transition to civilian rule that was launched shortly after the 2009 ouster of veteran President Omar al-Bashir, but which has been derailed since. The latest crackdown defied calls for calm from the international community. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. With international attention focused on the war in Ukraine,